The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm delighted to be joined again by Mo Khan, Chief Exec of HVivo. How are you doing, Mo?
I'm well. Long time we'll not speak, John.
Yeah, indeed. A whole day. What a busy week it's been so far. Today we're going to talk about your trading update, which follows the fantastic news of the 13.1 million contract for influenza B human challenge model. So let's talk about the trading update. Very, very strong. Congratulations on that. Perhaps you could give us an overview of what's in it.
No, thank you for that. Those kind words. So a very positive first six month of this year. The team has done a tremendous job in delivering these results, so they should be proud of the work they've done to date. So I can say that we expect to recognize revenue of around 27.3 million for the first half of this year. That's a 52% year-on-year increase, so a significant uplift. With regards to EBITDA, we're hitting around 19%. Of course, this will be confirmed during our interims in September, but circa 19% is a pretty good margin to be hitting right now. This is mainly due to enhancing our operations and building on the efficiencies we've put together over the last 12 months or so. We're also doing bigger challenge trials and also running more challenge trials concurrently. Our cash position remains strong. We currently, at the end of June, have around £31.3 million in cash. And this is after handing out a special dividend of around £3 million. So again, we are not only growing in revenue, improving our margins, but actually generating cash. And to top it all, we have a growing order book. So at the end of June, it stands at around £78 million. So yeah, overall, I think across all the financial fundamentals, if you look at them, John, it's a pretty strong first half year update.
Yeah, I mean, some really strong numbers there, and really demonstrative of the fact that the scale is starting to build here in quite a meaningful way. There's been a small change on the revenue reporting front. Perhaps you could talk through that to avoid any confusion.
Yeah, this is, I mean, just to be clear, we're doing this for transparency and also to get in line with the kind of industry common practice. Historically, we have reported revenue inclusive of other income. Other income is mainly made up of R&D tax credits, which are due to us because of the type of work we do, and we will continue to achieve those. But we are becoming more transparent, and we will be reporting going forward revenue as revenue alone and other income as other income. So in this case, for the last 6 months, as I mentioned, we've reporting a £27.3 million in revenue. On top of that, there is an additional £1.3 million of other income. We're still hopefully in line to hit our full year guidance numbers, but we want to be more clear on the breakdown of our historical revenue numbers on what's actually revenue generated from operational delivery and what is due to R&D tax credits.
Yeah, I mean, the R&D tax credits are relatively small now in the grand scheme of the business as you become, you know, more and more focused on commercial revenues.
Yeah, absolutely. But the more R&D work we conduct, of course, the other income with the R&D tax rate will also increase. But you're right. In relative scheme, as we continue to grow and build on our revenues, the percentage of it being, you know, other income will be less. You're correct.
Yeah. But not meaningful at all. Every little helps. Every little helps.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk quickly about the order book, which you briefly mentioned. It hit a record 78 million. So that's up from 70 a year ago. And obviously, you know, we talked yesterday about sort of very large contracts, bigger contracts coming through. Can you perhaps talk about the composition of the order book and how that sort of sets up revenue visibility for the years ahead?
Yeah, so it's a really good point. I mean, for me, this is one of the key numbers for me because, you know, revenue, EBITDA and cash give you a historical picture of what we've done, but, you know, what's going to happen in the future and what's going to kind of realize our full potential is the order book. And at £78 million net order book, this is weighted, by the way, so it's not a full order book, but we do weight our order book just to kind of make sure that we mitigate against any potential risks. At 78 million, it's second to none. But on top of that, what really pleases me is the diversification of this order book. So we now have new customers on board that we've signed this year. We've also been able to win more work from our current clients, so increase in repeat business. We're also developing new challenge models we never had. So as you know, we've announced two new challenge models in HMPV and FluBe in the last 4 weeks or so. And as we continue to grow, we will continue to increase the diversity of our clients. In fact, even just this year, we've signed two clients from the APAC region, where historically we've not really had that much success. So not only is the quantity of the order book significant, but also I think the diversification of what kind of builds that order book into the 78 million is important too.
And I think as we spoke about yesterday, the contracts are getting bigger as well.
Well, absolutely. The utility of the challenge trial data has increased. So people or customers are now looking not only to determine whether the drug works, but also looking at what potential dose the drug works best at. So historically, for example, you may only have had two arms in a challenge trial, placebo and active. Now you're looking at three arms where the client is looking to determine whether dose A or dose AB would be better against the placebo. So that automatically increases the size of the trial by 50%. So yeah, to your point, the number of trials are increasing and the size of the trial is increasing. And the size and the contract value is mainly driven by the number of volunteers we need in that trial.
I mean, one thing that strikes me is that, you know, as this order book grows and the size of the contracts grows, you know, being able to scale up has been incredibly important. But you seem to have done that incredibly effectively. You talk through how you've managed that.
So we made a lot of changes over the last 18 months in basically preparing for this growth. So we've seen a huge improvements in our volunteer delivery. So we have a new head of our recruitment, volunteer recruitment. We've implemented a new CRM system. We've increased our advertising and marketing spend in that. So that has resulted in a huge number of volunteers coming through our books. We've also been able to increase the capacity. As you know, a couple of years ago, we increased that, and we will continue to monitor that as we go forward. But the key underlying aspect to all this, of course, is the growth of the order book.
Yeah.
So increasing our sales team and having our science group supporting the science sales team has been a significant marker in building that order book. And of course, the clients are getting tangible benefits. I mean, that's key. So whether it's a regulatory incentive of some sort in getting the fast-track designation based on challenge trial data or getting acquired, either the company or the asset through the challenge trial data, those are some of the key points we've seen actually happen over the last 12 to 24 months, let's say, which of course increases the profile of the human challenge trial concept.
Yeah, indeed. There has been a bit of an issue in the UK with clinical trial approvals, some delays at the Medicine and Healthcare Products Regulatory Authority. How have you have they affected the business, or how have you navigated the hiatus in clinical approvals in the UK?
Yeah, so the MHRA, the UK regulator, has had huge resource constraints and. It's taking them a lot longer to provide feedback on submissions of protocols and amendments. And that has impacted some of our newer projects, to be honest, because delays are taking longer for us to get those studies started up. But we have worked very closely with the regulator as well as our clients, and we've been able to re-plan those studies this year. Overall, it's not going to have any material impact on our numbers for this year. We believe that with our risk contingency that was already in place, those mitigation plans have worked really well, and we will be able to deliver our guidance for the full year come December of this year.
Yeah, and presumably the increased diversification, you know, around the world helps with this kind of thing as well.
Well, it does. The more trials you have running at the same time, the more potential you have in regards to the flexibility and being able to ensure that the quarantine is full. So. Yeah, absolutely right. So lots of different viruses, lots of different trials, lots of different clients, all working with us concurrently helps us in making sure that we continue to deliver and prevent the volatility that we may have seen in the past.
Yeah, indeed. So, you know, it's been a great 6 months. What can we look forward to for the rest of the year?
Well, I'm very optimistic, as you probably can tell, very positive for the rest of the year. You know, we achieved a very strong first half. We we'll be reiterating our guidance, which is £53 million for the full year in revenue. And that's on top of the £2 million in other income we are forecasting at the moment. The increase in the order book, of course, is significant. We have now got 100% contracted work for this year to hit our revenue targets. In fact, we are now going well into the second half of 2024 with the current contracted book. And we were working with, like I said, new clients. We were also working with repeat clients. So overall, the outlook is very positive as we continue to grow. And again, you know, I do want to give credit to the team in what they have already delivered. And also, they should look, I think, very optimistically going forward. And on the order book, John, specifically, we talked about that growing. Now, this is the fourth consecutive reporting period where that has grown. And I often get the question, is our model a sustainable growth model? And I think that, to me, is a number one sign that not only historically, but also prospectively looking forward, that we are in a growth phase. So, yeah, well done to everyone involved and congratulations on the first half and here's to rest of 2023.
Yeah, absolutely. And no, congratulations again, Mo, on a fantastic set of first half numbers. Looking forward to hearing more throughout the rest of the year. Wonderful speaking to you again.
Thank you for having me on, John. Take care.
No problem. Thanks.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.